Blog Talk Radio.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pretty, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pretty daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen over?
We'd be all night.
everybody. You got your boy Fat Man back in here. It's time for Pillow Talk Radio, 5 p.m. Coming to you live out of Las Vegas. I know y'all haven't heard me and heard from Gina in a while, but today we are back. You know what I'm saying? So I see the switchboard is all lit up. You know what I'm saying? So I see everybody coming back to want to listen to us to see what the hell's been going on, why we've been gone, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? But right now I'm going to introduce one of my co-hosts, one of the hottest BBWs out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, that's been doing the damn thing and holding me down while I've been gone, and I've been holding her down while she's been going through what she's going through and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my girl, G-Spot. You in the building, G?
I am, my love. Hi, how are you? I missed you, sweetheart.
What's going on, sweetie? I missed you too. I've been out. I feel like I went across the world in 60 days. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Shit, I do
that,
too,
so.
Man. I missed your face.
Well, I am back now. I just got in here Friday afternoon. You know what I'm saying? And snuck in here on somebody and everything and stuff like that, who was waiting for me and waiting for me scantily clad and this and the other. I loved it. It was like, oh, welcome home to me. I just dropped my bags at the door, closed the door and shit. I ain't even unpacked yet. It's been like that ever since I've been home. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But other than that, like I said, sweetie, we've been so busy and doing things, and it hasn't been like we've been busy doing promotion. It's like we're being busy taking care of our families. I'll go first. Of course, everybody know my mom. She had her heart attack, things like that. I had to get up out of here and go there ASAP. So big shout out to everybody that showed up at the charity event. I heard it was very successful. Big shout out to all the artists for acting like professional artists, you know what I'm saying? I heard we had some prima donnas there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you can't have an event without a prima donna, you know what I mean? Things like that. So, but Fat Man was in Oklahoma holding you guys down and things like that, letting everybody know about the radio show and what was going on and everything. My mother has, she's making a miraculous comeback. You know, her strength is building up.
Thank God.
You know, she's talking. She's active. One of the things that the doctor wanted her to start doing was start driving and just getting back to her, planting her flowers and everything. You know, and this trip I kind of call, you know I know the Muslims call their trip to Mecca is a big deal. This is kind of like my trip to Mecca. I went back, see my mom and things like that. And when you go back and you see your mom and you sit down and you talk, she kind of fills you in on things back from when you were little to up to now, you know, puts things in perspective and things that make you think about stuff you've never thought about. But the one thing that I'm glad is that she is still here. You know what I'm saying? So to everybody
Amen.
Out there that has, you know, everybody out there that got a mama, a daddy, and this, that, and the other, some of y'all may not be on speaking terms. Some of y'all, you know, just talk cordially and things like that, just start calling your mother, your father, and just saying hello. That goes a long way. You just don't know how lonely they are. And that was one thing that I learned, and how lonely she was sitting in that house with that little dog. But her and that little dog has such a friendship till, you know, it's unbreakable. And I wouldn't try and break that because they couldn't do without each other. So
don't
basically
start
crying.
I said, don't start crying now.
Oh, no. I'm good. Trust me. I know I'm big and I'm the bad boy and this, that, and the other and stuff like that. But there was times that I did have to cry for my mother, the outcome of her people, the outcome of her neighbors, the overwhelming response from a little small town like that. And the one thing that got me, that there was no color barrier. You know what I'm saying? Usually when someone in your family goes down, you expect to see a lot of your family members around and being around and staying in touch. I ain't heard from none of my damn family. And if y'all listen, y'all can. And if y'all motherfuckers is listening right now, shame on you. You can kiss my ass. And shit, you could suck a dead dog's dick that got lupus, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? And everything, you know what I mean? Because you should have called mama and just seen how she was doing. She didn't want no money. She didn't. She wasn't asking for a blood transfusion or for a lung. All she asked for was, hey, call and see how I'm doing. The people that didn't show up, the people that said they didn't have time to show up, or the people that said, well, she stays too far. Well, I bet you if she told you she would loan you that $100, you'd get out here.
Did they be there in 2 minutes, man?
Yeah, they'd be there knocking on the door. So the most important was I was there. Big shout out to my older brother. He was there. He hung out, you know what I'm saying, and everything to make sure that mom was okay. So I'm back in Vegas and everything because she was basically telling me, no, I'll go back home. You got radio shows and stuff to do and everything like that. But I let her know that I will be back. It was a trip well needed. Sometimes everybody got to step outside the box, especially the Las Vegas box, wherever you may be, Texas box, Detroit box, Arizona box, wherever you may be. Sometimes you got to step outside of that box and don't forget who you are. We get caught up in the taking care of our mothers, our fathers, our siblings. Sometimes we get caught up in taking care of motherfuckers who we don't really know and don't really care about and shit. That's one thing that's got to stop. Stop taking care of a motherfucker that ain't going to be appreciated and appreciate what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And that goes from girlfriends to boyfriends, to good friends, the besties, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Don't take your people for granted. Okay? But Fat Man is back. We're back. We're going to keep doing this damn thing. We've got a lot of stuff coming up and everything like that. And now, Gina, you told me that your mama got up and cussed everybody out, told everybody to fuck on out, didn't she?
She's been there almost – actually, today it's a month that she's been there. She's been there a whole month. And, day before yesterday, she told me, just leave me alone. She didn't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why aren't you talking? She said, just leave me alone. I'm like, oh. Matt, okay. And, she kicked my brother out of the room. And so last night, I went up there and I said, you need to be a little bit more appreciative that you have children that love you and that are here trying to help you recuperate so we can get the hell out of here because coming here for the whole freaking month of April and May is not cool. We have families and stuff like that. We need to have you home. We don't need to be up in here, you know, with all this bullshit. So you need to eat. You need to gain some strength. You need to do your PT, get back on your feet. So she's getting there little by little. So, thank God. And thank God to, for all the love and support that I've had from all our friends.
Thank everybody, strangers hitting me up.
Right. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
And as far as our show, it was awesome. Our performers killed it. Soon, Mingo, Legion Solaris, and of course Patron Don. They did an awesome job. Money Flag, they did an awesome job. They were so professional and on cue and just killed it. And I was so happy, and I'm so grateful to all of them for coming out and participating. You know, they didn't have to take out the time to come and participate in this charity event. They came out and supported us, LGBTW and me, myself. You know, they just really showed their love and support, and I'm so appreciative to all our models. They did such an awesome job. They were so professional, good, just awesome. And all the Elva PPW admins, our vendors, everybody came out. The Geisha House, they were so nice to us.
All of them.
Yeah, and,
I want to thank them. Luana always show up a day late and a dollar short.
Right.
She show up like, what's going on?
Right. New guy Tone Bishop, he came and stepped in from Worldwide Underground. He came and stepped in and took your place because you couldn't be there. So he came and, backed me up, and I was so appreciative, to him to have been there and given me that support, our DJ did an awesome job.
Little did everybody know, we was trying to pipe my co-hosting in from Oklahoma. It was just that I was 3 hours ahead of time. We was trying to make it work. We was trying to make it work. I was gonna be like the Darth Vader of the event. All you heard was where's all that breathing coming from? That's Fat Man. Where is he? Oh, he's around.
Right.
He's around. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I know you've been hitting the streets Well, you've been out in the streets and you've been circulating. I know we've both been dealing with our parents and everything like that. What's going on out here in the community? The community has been kind of quiet the last month or so?
Yeah, it's been a little quiet. Last night I went out to one of our BBW events out at Red Label, Juanita's thing, and it was nice. You know, there was a
now,
lot
Juanita's
of people there.
Now Juanita's getting ready to have an anniversary, isn't she?
I think so. Yeah, she's looking good. She's been ill, but she's looking good now. She looks like she's getting back to getting better. Thank God. You know, she's always. You know, she always shows me a lot of love, so, you know, I got to give her props.
Yeah, big shout-out. Big shout-out to her, because I know Juanita was dealing with some health problems, too, for a while.
Right. Yeah, last night I had a minute to talk to her, so, you know, we kind of covered the whole hater bitches.
Me and Diva, we talk about the same thing, and this and the other, you know, we need to really come together. We almost need to call... That's what they did back in the mafia days. They called all the top families and this, that, and the other that was doing something. They met at the round table. You know what
I'm
saying?
So
you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to call all the top BBW families and entities, and we're going to have to sit at the round table and come to an agreement. You know what I'm saying? And things
it's
like that.
Funny as
because,
hell. Because Diva just hit me up this morning, and she, you know, we were just going back and forth inboxing because I guess she has some issue with somebody, you know, a hater bitch in the community, whatever. And she's just looking out for me, so she hit me up. And last night it was the same thing with Juanita. We just, you know, she's like, "You're my bitch." She's like, "I can call you a bitch because you a bitch." She's like, "These little hater bitches, cunts, and this, that, and the other." She had every word in the book for all these bitches, and I'm like, you know, Juanita, we don't even have to see each other like on the daily, but when we see each other once a month or, you know, twice a year or whatever, we just make eye contact and we just shake our heads and say, "Yeah, wait, I know,
right.
I know."
right. You know, that's level. One of the things, that was one of the things that I was telling you, like, yeah, I got to get back out in the community because, you know, I've been circulating in the community for a long time. People think, and don't get me wrong, people are right. There's a lot of people out here I don't like and don't fuck with and this and the other and everything, but you know, when you go through stuff, you deal with things, and you look at the perspective and things like that, yeah, I still might not fuck with you, but I'm going to be cordial to where we can do some type of business together and support one another because we're all in the same boat. We're all rowing towards the same land. We're all trying to discover land somewhere else, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. But all I just want, you know, people just have to own up to what they do. And, you know, let's be adult about it because there's a lot going on and there's a lot of people coming to Vegas this summer. Trust me.
Right. And that's another thing is, you know, like you and I have talked about it before, this town is way too small to have haters and to get on somebody's bad side. But it's big enough to where we can all do something, you know. As, you know, we just got to be supportive, you know, and it's funny because, you know, Juanita, Jacob Palmer, you, me, LVPPW, Sick Nation, you know, even TNT, you know, Sean Montgomery out in New York, you know, and other BBW organizations, you know, around the United States, you know, we get love and support. So, you know, it's really important for us to all, you know, support each other and give each other that mutual respect. I can hear you whispering, damn it.
Can you? Okay. So, you know, I got a lot going on over here and everything. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, everybody, you know, we're going to get out and support. I'm going to get out and start supporting these other entities. Yes, I get all your invites. Club Bubbles, they sent me Club Bubbles is popping. I got the invite to Juanita's anniversary event. I get the invites to Club Plush. Things like that, you know what I'm saying? So Fat Man going to start taking y'all up on some of the events. Some of us, me and some of the Fat City Playmates are going to start showing up. Me and the LVPPWs are going to start showing up and everything just to show love. I don't hate you. It's just a respect factor. And we got to learn how to respect each other a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I'm pretty sure everybody can agree on that. You know, it's 5:20 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wow, Gina, our switchboard is just lit up. We got area code 515 in the building, area code 615 in the building.
You
know,
masturbation.
Everybody want to talk about masturbation and everything. You know what I'm saying? We got area code 702 in the building, 586 in the building. Then we just got an area code to just go 1111111111. I don't know who the hell that is. It's all good. Glad you're in the building. Area code 602-734. I'm pretty sure 734 is my man chosen one and everything. And then we got area code 828 and, of course, area code 505. Let me get the topic for the night and this and the other since everybody online, you know, before we go to our first break, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, May is Masturbation Awareness Month, okay? So, you know, we'll be catching up on all the 411 of what May is masturbation awareness, you know what I'm saying? And you guys tell us what you think it is. You guys tell us what you think it is. Don't hold back. Let us know what's on your mind and this, that, and the other. Big shout-out to my man, Chosen One. He's going to be calling in today. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be talking to him and everything. I kind of got his music late in my email, and I was running uploading music and everything like that. But, Chose, we're going to make sure we get you in, bruh. You know, he's a 313 alumni out there. You know what I'm saying?
Actually,
so, you know, Fat Man.
He's 615.
He's 6'1", but he was born. But he got 313 in his blood. That's where it originates from.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying.
Of
you know what I mean.
That's
just like I got 702, but when I bleed, it's gonna all come threes, ones, and p's gonna come out. You know what I'm saying.
I
all y'all
on that. If you had a fucking chest bump, you'd be doing a chest bump to the damn telephone. I know.
Without a doubt. He already know. When he bleeds, 7-7-3-4-3-1-3 and P is going to come out, and he already know about that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be getting into it in a little bit. Now, here's something I'm about to play, and I need you fellas to really listen to this because it's like, yo, check this out. Last couple of times I've talked to my girl, I've talked to her friends and this and the other and everything like that, you know, and y'all fellas want to give these ladies y'all numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, then, you know, I'm going to give you my number and I'm going to hit you up and everything like that. And it seemed like when the lady returned the call, you're not ready for her and everything. But then once you get done taking care of your business, you want to hit her up and this, that, and the other. Well, you know what? Most of the time when you're doing that, fellas, you're hitting a woman up and she's usually sitting at a table with a bunch of other women. And they going, damn, who the fuck is that ringing your phone like that? And this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play you a song, and they're going to explain why you ringing their phone like that. I found out this weekend, and it tickled the shit out of me and this, that, and the other, and I was going, wow. And they go, yeah, this is what fellas make themselves look like after we done told them. I'm going to call you back. I'll hit you later. I'm a little bit busy. Uh-huh. I'm with my children right now. Give me some time, and I'll call you back. And y'all still send them text messages? Because now I'm starting to learn there's certain ringtones for certain text messages and everything. So check this out. This might be your text message and shit. And we'll be right back before Pillow Talk Radio, Fat Man, G-Spot, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Let's go. We are back.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason.
All I know is this to be no reason.
All I know is
this to
be no reason. All I know,
niggas.
You know, and you know. Look at why.
Look at y'all smoking ass niggas after every pole niggas start choking ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga.
All I know is this to be.
Look at y'all bitch ass niggas. Stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know why.
Nigga.
All I know is this.
Look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, talking about his paid off for his finance, lying ass niggas. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile ass niggas. Nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rock ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'm a check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even wanna touch from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, nigga, what the fuck I gave to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas, niggas with my time, call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
All I know.
Look at y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of pub ass niggas. Look at y'all not having game ass niggas, y'all niggas share chain ass niggas. Same cup in the hand ass nigga in the club with a credit card scam ass nigga. No dick in the pants ass nigga, I'll be damned if I fuck a non-man ass nigga. I will never fuck a non-man ass nigga. I will never lie, even if that nigga flew me and my bitches all the way out to Dubai. Pussy, you tried, pussy ass nigga, you lied. Pussy ass nigga, you high. Bitch, I'm me, 100 on the wrist, I ski. Off on the wall, I ski. Fuck who see, look at you fake dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weight in them villas. Putting about keys, paying keys in the van, but he really moved grams and he split it for his man.
Y'all, you got the fat man back in here, y'all. That was ludicrous, my chick bad, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing it real big out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Me and your girl, G-Spot, you are definitely in the building. I don't know.
I'm here.
You there?
Okay. Here.
Okay. You there? Now, I know, Gina, you've been telling me about a lot of stuff before we get into our topic. I know you were telling me about, okay, big shout-out, Chosen One Sister Kina is on the phone. You know what I'm saying? She's a badass artist, too, so we're going to make sure we get into all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to give it up to y'all. Gina, keep trying to slide y'all artists in up under my radar and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? And everything. She just comes to me so humbly and, well, Fat Man, you know, they've been listening and they've been this, that, and the other, and they've been blah, 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 because I'm going to be 600 with y'all. I don't put no artists on this show. This show is strictly for the adult, grown, and sexy. This is why we have the conversations that we have. This is why we do what we do, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know. So if anything, let me plug my shit. Of course, you know, they got the Fat Boys mixtape.
I'm just too adorable to resist.
You know what I mean, and everything. Yeah, but see, you know, Gina knows we doing this radio show. She know I can if I catch Fat Man in crunch time, I can slip this in. Hey, Fat, and I'd be like, yeah, okay.
I'm sorry,
you know what
I'm so persuasive.
Yeah, so big shout out to my man, Chosen One. You know what I'm saying? Which goes by the name of Detroit's Finest, so don't y'all get it twisted, because he understands that Fat Man is OG and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And we had to pave some ways. Me and him know some of the same people and everything out there in the D. So we're going to get to him in just a little bit. Big shout-out to his sister. She's on the phone. This is what we're talking about, family supporting family and everything like that. So other than that, Gina, I know you said you had some other works coming up and this, that, and the other, and you've been talking with some people to do some other things to help the spoken word artists and get back out in the community. Kind of, I know you can't expound on everything, but just kind of talk about a little bit of it.
Yeah, actually, you know that I do promoting for Worldwide Underground. And
no,
so right
no,
now,
I,
yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, you did. You just don't listen to me. But anyways,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm doing some promoting for Worldwide Underground, and, of course, Chosen One has done a mixtape for Worldwide Underground. Kina has also done some mixtape work on there. But, you know, right now we're talking about starting up a tour. So Teardrop and Tone and our other promoters, Super Dave and Eva Mendez, or Martinez, I'm sorry. You know, we're all looking to start the Worldwide Underground tour here in Vegas, because a lot of the artists are already here in Vegas. So coming soon, Chosen One will probably be here. Kina will probably be here. I think we've already gotten to talk to Patrome, Don, of course, to participate as well. And
right.
So, yeah, that's in the works right now. We don't know exactly when. We don't have a date yet, but, you know, we're talking to a couple of people and looking for a suitable venue and whatnot. So that's underway. Mm-hmm. And then you and I have already discussed coming soon this summer. We're going to do our
pool
party and mixer.
Right.
Yeah, so
that's going to be
good.
We want all our BBWs to come out, you know what I'm saying, and their bikinis, you know what I'm saying, your short shorts, your booty shorts, you know what I'm saying, your tank tops, your halter tops, you know what I'm saying, your no tops, you know what I mean, and everything like that.
It's a pool party, not a topless pool party.
Well, it's not a topless party, but I can tell you one thing, you know what I'm saying, this summer, I'm looking forward to this summer because a lot of our plus-size girls and plus-size women are getting more out there, and they're starting to show their curves a little bit more. They're more confident. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And fellas, if you've been at home complimenting your big girl and letting her know, no, baby, wear them shorts. Wear them booty shorts. I know you're just going to the store and this, that, and the other. Wear them shorts. Fellas, you got to realize that if someone else out there that finds your woman attractive, she needs to hear those compliments. Sometimes
right.
All of our compliments aren't enough, which she feels us and she loves us, but a lot of women get to sit in, well, you saying that because you just love me. No, baby, I'm saying that because your ass is fine. So, fellas, you got to stop being insecure, because I'm not an insecure person in the standing on it. You know what I'm saying? I tell my girlfriend, Yasmin, all the time, yeah, baby, wear them shorts, wear that shit, they set me up and everything like that. You look just as sexy as anyone else out there. You just got a lot more to show than anybody else. And it's very sexy when it's put all in the right places. And she looks good and she's confident. Nothing more sexy than a confident woman, confident man. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And I don't know. Maybe that's due to masturbation month. In case y'all don't know, this is Masturbation Awareness Month. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to forget about that. You know, so this is Masturbation Awareness Month. You know what I mean? And, you know, we just was asking the question, you know what I'm saying, kind of like, you know, how do you, you know, how do you feel about Masturbation Awareness Month? Some people feel you're going to go blind. Some people feel
your shit's going to fall off.
Yeah. Some people feel your hands going to fall off. Some people feel you're going to grow hairy palms and everything. Some people feel that it's just downright nasty. And actually, it is a normal humanly function. It's kind of like, if you're not human and doing it, it's something wrong with you. But you're looking at the ones that are human and doing it and satisfying themselves and relaxing, and y'all going, ugh, why you got to do that? How come you can't go get somebody? It's not always about going to get somebody. It's always about self-satisfaction at certain times, certain needs, things like that, to make your fantasy grow and stay broader and wider and open to certain things. You women say we men are stuffy. We're always inside the box. We got to think outside the box sometimes. So when we do, and you look at us like, what's wrong? But that's because the nigga been rubbing the pud that night. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. You know what I mean? Man, go get a nut one way or another and everything. I don't know, Gina. What do you think?
You know, it's funny because in the recent, I would say, last 6 months to a year, I have come across a few men that I have spoken to about masturbation or whatnot, and they are not people who masturbate.
They will not masturbate.
No, I'm so 100. I am so 100.
That's what they're telling you.
No, they don't. They can't get off. They just can't get off. If they do, it takes forever. It takes hours. And I know this because I had an experience in the past in a relationship, and he really couldn't get off masturbating. It wasn't happening. And so, you know, it's something that some men just can't do it. So, I mean, it's rare, but it's true.
To me, that comes from the old saying, and I've been told this by women, okay? Yeah, a man knows how to eat a pussy, but a woman knows how a woman wants her pussy to feel, okay?
Right.
It's different.
Right.
So when she eat it, it's a big difference. When we eat it, we try and put feelings, emphasis, this and the other. You know, when a woman does it to another woman, it's putting more of the head action, the sensitivity to things like that. So with a person
because a woman
you,
knows what a woman wants exactly,
course,
and exactly where to target.
Of course.
So yeah, I mean, I can totally understand.
I can't understand a man not hitting his spots that he want hit, masturbating and not coming to achievement, to a climax. I won't buy that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I won't buy that. I'm gonna be honest,
know,
y'all.
But
look here, look. Y'all know Fat Man, Freaky Motherfucker, and this and the other, and all of that shit. Y'all know I always use myself as a guinea pig, shit like that. I'm gonna let y'all know. You know, Fat Man ain't far from that shit. I read up about masturbation back when I was in middle school. I found out about it and things like that. Wasn't necessarily doing it and everything, but when I find out about doing it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course, I enjoyed it. People look at it as like, ugh, what's wrong with you? You can't get no pussy? No, player, I get pussy by the pound. I get it to where I turn it down. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes when you up in the bed, you're doing things, you're this and the other, your mind wanders. Your mind walks and talks to you 24/7, 8 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't know when the urge of horniness, thought process, and
stress
relief.
Or just stress relief. Stress relief. Because for me, a lot of the times, it's just stress relief. It's not necessarily that I need to orgasm because I'm horny, because I'm hard up. No, it's because I just need that stress relief. Because as you well know, I'm just as dirty as you. We hang out on the damn same corner.
Okay,
so. sometimes you just need that release just for stress, tension, because, you know, like I've talked to people in the past and it's like, you know, they'll ask me, well, how often do you masturbate? I'm like, whenever the need arises. I'm not gonna suffer or have a bad day or be a bitch to everybody in the fucking world because I'm stressed and tension and I've got all this stuff going. Hell no, I'm gonna handle my shit. You know what I mean?
Okay, well,
and they're like, why can't you get dick? Don't you have a boyfriend? Don't you have a man in your life?
On stress relief, and this is what we need to educate. This is why we're about to get with our toy coach and this and the other. I know Tina's been hooking that up. She's the one that turned us on to masturbation month, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to make it a point to where we set it up to where you can come out and meet her and ask those questions and things like that. Fellas, understand this. And then ladies, y'all got to understand this too, and listen to me clearly. There are a lot of times, me myself, there are a lot of times that I just want to pleasure my woman. I just want to pleasure the woman that I'm with and everything like that. Yeah, I know I can get up in there and this, that, and the other, and I tell you what, ladies, talk to your man. You get a lot of men that talk shit. We ain't getting no feedback. Talk to your man. These are the things that will make a man wait on masturbation or make a man indulge in masturbation because of what he's not getting. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, you know, ladies, talk to your man. Tell him what you want him to do. Tell him how you want him to do it. How hard. Things like that. We don't
know. But you know what? Sometimes it's not that easy. Sometimes I'll just, you know, put it out there. Sometimes it's not that easy to have that conversation with the person you're with. For instance, there has been times in the past where I'm with somebody and I've had to fake it. Because it's like, it's drawn out too long, and I ain't busting one, and I ain't going to go, my shit's not going to get raw. So I'll just handle that shit on my own. When I get home.
You
know what I mean? Because I didn't want to hurt his feelings, number one. And I want to work on it slowly to build up their self-esteem. You know what I mean? I didn't want to break it to him right then and there, honey, you suck. No, I didn't want to do that. So, you know, it's something where I'm very aware of the other person's feelings and I would never want to hurt somebody or put them down or anything like that. So it's something that I, later on, I'll just say with that one person in particular, he became a master of it because, you know, we dealt with it slowly and, you know, I had to explain, okay, a little bit to the left, you know, this is what I like, you know, you got to do this, you know, whatever. But, sometimes, you know, and then there's other occasions where I will orgasm during sex.
Right. You're supposed to. Am I right? Hello?
Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you're sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm rain. To get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty inside. Don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me, girl. You're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luda. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
What's going on, everybody? You got the Fat Man up in here. Ran into some technical difficulties. What's going on, G-Spot? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what, y'all, I ain't even gonna fake the funk. You know what, Fat Man has been out. I've been around in this, that, and the other. So Fat Man is sitting here, and I'm having a long talk with Jack Daniels right about now. So sometimes he may take over the switchboard and shit and this and the other. So it is all good. But listen, we got my man Chosen Few on the line. If I'm not mistaken, he is the 734 area code 1067.
No, he's the 6-6-6-5-1-1-5 or something like that.
Oh, 615?
Yeah.
12.
But anyway, let me finish my story, damn it. You didn't let me finish.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was saying that even though you know, sometimes I have to take care of my business on my own, either because I wasn't completely satisfied or because, you know, just the stress or tension reliever. But there's been instances where, you know, the sex is great and I've already orgasmed a few times and he's come two or three times and it's like, I just need that finishing off. But he can't do it. I got to do it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's a, we need that happy ending.
Exactly. So you know, you and I have had this conversation before. It's like when you are like in that ultimate state of mind where you are orgasming or just blowing your own damn mind, you got tears rolling down the side of your face, your body's all trembling, you're just like arched in the back all by your lonesome, just handling your business. I mean, shit, sometimes you just need to do that shit on your own and
yeah.
not with somebody
yeah.
or, you know. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong
okay.
with it. It's,
okay, do you,
it's
okay, well, then hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. Let me ask you this question. Is that because they don't know or they haven't learned?
What do you mean? Who doesn't know?
Okay. Anybody, you know, look, masturbation doesn't have to necessarily mean, doing it by yourself.
It doesn't mean that you're not being pleasured completely or
right.
fully by the other
exactly.
person.
Exactly.
It's just something like that little oomph that you need to just end it all, you know, or get it over with, or whatever
right.
the case may
right.
be. It's just that little something to make you feel good. It's not about the person was lacking or you didn't achieve multiple orgasms or that has nothing to do with it. Sometimes it's just something that you need to do to fulfill yourself, your needs.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well then tell me this, since you're speaking for the women and this, that, and the other, and I even had to ask myself this, are men not taking the time to stay consistent to receive that multiple orgasm? And when you tell me that, then I'll give you my answer.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the woman. She has to tell him to take his time. Sometimes he wants to get in there. He thinks he's, you know, running a marathon. And it's like, no, you got to slow down. Especially when it comes to people our age, we tend to slow it down, take more care, pay more attention to detail. You know, it's not just about fucking and coming and, you know,
right.
getting your ultimate orgasm. No, it's about enjoying the whole thing, the whole session, the whole sexual experience. You know, a lot of people, they're in such a rush. Slow down. Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio.
Thank you.
Just take your time and enjoy yourself. You know, not too long ago, I was with somebody, and he experienced something to where he just looked at me. He says, "What the fuck was that?" And I said, "What do you mean?"
What do you mean?
I mean, he couldn't understand how it was that I made him feel the way he did, and all I did was give him a tongue bath on the fucking ball sack. Sucked underneath his balls and between his asshole and his balls and rubbed that prostate with my tongue, stroked his dick at the same time, and he was like, he couldn't understand that. I'm like, you mean to tell
no other
woman has ever taken her time with you like that? And he's like,
nope. No.
He's like, I have never experienced that in my entire life. And I'm like, wow, I couldn't believe it. He's like, that was amazing. That was amazing that, you know,
No, baby.
And I'm like, no, that's what you're supposed to do. When you're with somebody, you're supposed
sweet.
To experience all of it
sweetie.
Completely.
Sweetie.
Yes.
Sweetie.
What?
A woman has to be, hold on, and I feel you, and I applaud you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything like that. This is why this is why me and you are as close as we are, because we're always on the same page. I applaud you. It's just you get women, my black women and everything, that feel like it is beneath them to go there. But me being as a black man wanting to please the woman that I'm with, whether she's white, black, green, purple, yellow, whatever, Yeah. You go, people ask me, yeah, Fat Man, how you feel about tossing salad? Look here, if you eating pussy good, you're going to slip up on some ass and toss some salad. I don't give a fuck what it is. And it's that and the other. You know what I'm saying?
In that session, in that particular session that I'm talking about, I didn't even touch his asshole. I didn't even go that close.
Didn't have to. Didn't have to.
I didn't have to.
But the anticipation, made it tweak. You know, not saying that these women out here don't know what they're doing. A lot of these 2014 women, no, y'all don't know what y'all doing. Y'all need to get with these old school women. And let me keep it 600. Get with these old school bitches, okay? This is the reason why niggas come around and shit and people come around after the fact and all of that and this, that, and the other. Yeah, it's only so much shit you could do hanging from the shower curtain. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Only so much shit you could do. And a man, an old school man, me being 46 years old, go look at you and talk about, shit, look here, I can't do all that shit and this, that, and the other and everything like that. So, to all my ladies, this goes out to all my ladies. You know, big shout out to everybody that's keeping it aware for Masturbation Month. And let me let you in on a little secret. Just because you masturbate, that makes you more human than the next person.
Right.
Because this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're supposed to do and let your body relax and release and things like that during your private time. I think, Gina, I honestly think we got to go all the way back to the basics and teach a woman and man what
your
private time is.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
I totally agree.
But other than that, y'all, you know, we're going to get back with my man Chosen One, but this goes out to all my girls, you know, G-Spot and everybody. You know, y'all know what they got, and once Ashanti tell you, you're going to already know. Here we go, y'all. This is Pillow Talk Radio. Pillow Talk Radio coming to you live. No. I fucked up. Jack Daniels is doing the damn thing tonight. We got the Fat Man up in here at G-Spot. We having fun, y'all. This goes out to all my girls.
Yeah,
they got that good.
Y'all know what this is.
I know he's coming right back. I got that good, good. I got that good, good. No matter how much he might try to act, he knows just where it's at. I got that good, good.
Yep.
I got that good, good.
Yep.
I put it every right. I do it every night. I leave him sitting mouth open like.
Woo!
So I don't worry about nobody's taking mine.
Okay.
I don't get the right thing to do. I got that good.
I never had a problem keeping one.
No.
Never been worried about him ever cheating on me. Cause when I say I got that pop, I can drop it, believe me. If I'm with you, it's gonna kill you on the days you don't see me. The things I possess, a lot of women don't. And the things I'ma do for mine, most won't. I hear them talking about it when I'm up in the salon. Crying cause they man ain't come home, I try to tell them.
When my man leave the house, I know he's coming right back. Got that good, good, I got that good, good. No matter how much he might try to act, he knows just where it's at. I got that good, good.
Cause it's all a waste of time. If you know you got that good, 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 everything will be just fine. Don't let your man be the man when he in public. Even though behind the scenes y'all be running,
running.
Let him run with his boys. Let him play his little games. Let him drive his Cadillac. Don't worry, he'll be back.
When my man leave the house, I know he's coming right back. Got that good, good. Got that good, good. No matter how much he might try to act, just where it's at. Got that good, good. That good, good. I put it on him right. I do it every night. I leave him sitting mouth open like.
Woo!
So I don't worry about nobody's taking mine. Cause I know just the right thing to do. I got that good, good.
You got that good, good. And you know it, lady. Show him where it's at.
Right here.
Where it's at.
Right here.
If you got that good, good. Girls be doing,
hey.
They be crying about they men, cause they always losing.
Hey.
When my man leave the house, I know he's coming right back. I got that good, good. I got that good, good.
know just where it's at. I got that good, good, that good, good. Put it on the right, I throw it every night. Leave them sitting mouth open like, woo! No, I don't worry about nobody's taking mine. Cause I know just the right thing to do. I got that good, good. When my man leave the house, I know he's coming right back. I got that good, good. No matter how much he might try to act, he knows just where it's at. I got that good, good, that good, good. Put it on the right, I do it every night. I leave him sitting mouth open like, woo! No, I don't worry about nobody's taking mine. Cause I know just the right thing to do. I got that good, good.
You got the fat man up in here. What's going on, y'all? You know what I'm saying? It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? You got the Pillow Talk. The Pillow Talk show with me and your girl. G-Spot Gina and shit. This motherfucker is the sexiest motherfucker out here in Las Vegas and shit like that. Gina, you with me?
You're so funny.
Yeah, ain't no motherfucker gonna do an intro for your ass like I do an intro for your ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Sometimes I feel like I'm being pimped out or something.
Say what? You,
sometimes I feel like I'm being pimped out. Shit. It's funny. You know what? One more thing before we bring Chosen One on. One more thing about older women and pleasing a man. I find it that it's like, okay, I'm 43 years old. I don't hide my age. I don't lie about my age. I put it out there. I'm 43 years old. You know, fuck y'all if you don't like it. Whatever.
Right.
You know, this is me.
Right.
And
right.
But I get hit up by these youngsters. And I'm like, baby boy, you are young enough to be my son. Why would you want to be with an older woman like me? Oh, because I've heard such good stories about older men and the sex with an older woman and this, that, and the other. And it's like, I'm like, wow, wow. And it's not, I'm not trying to pop my collar or anything like that, but I mean, it's not, you know, one or two here and there. I mean, I get hit up by a bunch of them. And it's like 20-some years old. I'm like, no, baby, you need to go home because I can smell the Similac on your breath from over here. No, I ain't changing no diapers. You can go on home now.
You know what I'm saying? You know what? I hear the same thing. You know, you and the mother of my child is in the same group. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Latice Jackson. She's usually listening in and things like that. She knows Gina. Gina knows our daughter and this, that, and the other. I just don't know how close our family is and everything like that. And it's like, y'all fellas got to start realizing the same lines that you use on Gina, you go and use on the BM. You go and use on Paula. You go and use on, and these women get together and they talk. Okay?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, while you were gone, what happened to me and Paula and actually Luana? Funny-ass story. A while back, I got hit up by this dude, and so happened to be that he knew that I was friends with Luana. And saw pictures of me and her, used an assumed name, came at me. We were talking for a minute, whatever. Things got kind of hot and heavy. We were going to meet up and, you know, hang out and have a good old time, whatever. And then one day, Luana and I were sitting down at the bar having a drink. Guess what? Oh, I was talking about her, about this boy. And, oh, he's so cute. This, that, and that. She says, let me see a picture. I showed her a picture. Snap. That's my ex-fiancé. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? She says, no.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So, anyways, I told the dude to hit the streets, kick rocks, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, recently, in the last, like, week and a half, 2 weeks, Paula says, hey, have you ever talked to some guy named such and such? I won't say his name on the air, but such and such. I'm like, oh, God. When she said his name, I said, oh, my God. I said, you got to show me a picture. She sends me a picture. I said, son of a bitch. Same motherfucker. I said, girl, we need to get Luana. We need to drive up there where he at, walk in together.
Yeah. And look here, fellas, let me tell you one thing. Let me tell y'all one thing. These women ain't far from doing it. Especially if Especially if they've been at Juanita's Club drinking it up and shit like that and knowing your ass working the late shift, they going to come up there in pairs and fuck you off. But my thing is this. That's what you get. That's what you get for not keeping it 600 in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
And it's so funny because just yesterday, he had the nerve to hit me up and say, hey, I'm in Vegas, what's up? I'm like, are you fucking serious? What, you can't find any more of my friends to hit up? I'm like, nah,
right.
Cool. This is...
And that dude, stuff dude, is
funny.
Across...
If you're going to talk to one of us, best know your name and your picture is going to be shown, and people are going to know, oh, hell no, he's just a player, because somebody's going to know you from someplace. So if you're going to be out there playing the field, make sure you keep your shit, you know, 100. Don't tell stories. Don't make up, assume names. Because we're going to find you out quick.
Okay. Well, could you please tell these guys, this is the reason why I play Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of you women are starting to put certain ringtones with certain pictures of certain annoyance men, okay? So when you're calling Playa and you're trying to text her and Nicki Minaj shows up talking about, look at these phony-ass niggas, these fake-ass niggas, these this-ass niggas, that's your picture showing up talking about, nigga, you look yourself, look, you make yourself look so bad. Now, hold on. I'm just the man in the group that showed up because they invited me out. You're the Facebook picture being passed around saying don't fuck with him because damn he just sat you he just sat here and hit you text you 23 times. Players, y'all better learn y'all role because it makes you look bad. You know what I'm saying? These women has stalker music that. Post that comes up when you're calling. You know what I'm laying? Am I right, Gina?
Oh, you are. And it's so funny because Chosen One and Kina, they have a song. It's Thirsty. You guys have got to listen to this song. It is fucking badass. When I heard it, I hit up Kina and I hit up Chosen One. I was laughing my ass off because I was like, oh, my God, it is to a T. It's perfect because the dude's stalking her on Twitter, stalking on Facebook, and on Instagram and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's crazy. Right. You guys got the song.
So listen, with no further ado, let's get to my man, Chosen One. What area code is he in? Big shout out to everybody's on the switchboard listening. I'm glad y'all are rolling with me and everything. What did you say, a 615? Or?
Yeah.
It's 615?
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, who is this? This is my man Chosen One. You got the Fat Man and G-Spot, Pillow Talk Radio. What's popping?
What up, though? It's your boy Chosen One, a.k.a. Detroit's Finest, a.k.a. Mr. All Red Everything. Detroit.
Okay. Here we go. You got to slow down on them AKAs because they're getting the Detroit's Finest and shit all fucked up and this, that, and the other. And that's what we got to clear up. This is what the fuck we got to clear up right now while I'm drinking Jack Daniels and everything live on there. No, man. What's going on with you, man?
You old blood. He's young blood.
Yeah.
So we'll let him pass.
You all good. Oh, when he told me he was 313, he already had a pass. It was like, okay, then, player. All right. What you need, player? What you need, player? You need a key? You need 2-3 keys?
Crazy.
What's going on, man?
What up, though, fam? I'm chilling, man. Just sitting here kicking back, listening to y'all, man. Enjoying this beautiful Michigan weather, man. Feeling good to be back home. I was living down in Cashville, Tennessee for a while, but I'm back home.
Okay. Now, I know Gina had a lot of questions to ask you, man. I'm just going to sit right here and wait for my turn and everything. I'm going to let her do this interview and this, that, and the other because, you know, she sold me. She don't know how far me and you go back, but she sold me.
Right.
And I was like, okay,
right.
Gina, whatever you want to do and everything like that. Go ahead. Do your thing, baby, and everything. Well, so I'm going to let her do this interview. Then I'm going to ask you my questions.
All right, I already know.
No, yesterday he was posting up that he was going to be on the show and it was going to be the topic was going to be masturbation. And he is like, I know he's afraid, I know he's afraid. I know he's shaking in his little boots over
there. You crazy? My sister Kena Winters. My sister Kena Winters. Shout out to my sister. She texted me and she didn't know. And she was like, "What the fuck, bro?" Laughed my ass off. I was like, "It's called pillow talk." She was like, "Masturbation." Laugh out loud. I said, "Yeah, get ready, bro. About to turn up."
Hey, hold on. What's her number?
734. That's sis. It's Atlanta. That's sis right there. 734.
Oh, this is the nigga with the 734 number. I knew it was for me. And she didn't have the motherfucking... Her ass better not be the hung up and shit. Hold up. Oh, shit. There she go. Hello? Who is this? Who is this? What the fuck? Now, you out there in MC where all my people is and shit. You know what I'm saying, girl? Look here. We about to turn this show upside down. They're going to be calling me later talking about, nigga, you done just went over time. We got to charge your ass and shit and everything. What's going on, sis? What up, though? Don't come on my head with this gangster shit. Girl, look, I'm an OG. I'm an OG from the D.
I'm representing, you know what I'm saying?
You know what it is. Girl, you better, look here. Girl, I used to watch the scene, that boy, girl, you better let these niggas know what it is. The shit represent to the fullest.
Yeah,
yo, 734. Michigan
yeah,
name.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Michigan made all day. All
y'all niggas in this Palladi always talk slow. See, this is the fuck what I'm talking about. It's all good. It's
that
all good,
weed
though,
smoke
and shit.
It's all
we
that
got,
weed.
Yeah, I know.
You got to tell Fat Man how thirsty these guys are. They hit you up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
God.
That's the point of view I want to know for, and this, that, and the other.
I know we men
can get thirsty
hell
and everything,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we come off, you know what I'm saying? But you being an MC, because, see, I know she got some quick, witty shit. So you being
hell
an MC,
yeah,
how do you handle that shit, sweetie?
Man, I just really just try to stay focused and ignore it, you know? I ain't wrong
right
with that thirsty business. I ain't, you know, trying to out here use and abuse dudes. I'm out here on the grind, you know, independently.
Okay.
I don't need to be thirsty, but a lot of these dudes are thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Life's thirsty, you know?
Hold on.
We got the video for that, too. We got the video, too. It's a visual.
Knowing you chosen one out there in the D, yeah, you would have a video for thirsty-ass niggas. I'm pretty sure you would, nigga. That should be part of your repertoire by now. It should, you know what I'm saying? But hold on. My thing is this. My thing is this, and this is the question that I want to ask, and both of y'all can answer it, and this and the other. Gina, you too, because you being out here. Have we seen the gravity pool? Everybody know about the gravity pool, gravity turn. Gravity, you know, the world turning in so many degrees. Is there a gravity pool where niggas is turning into bitch ass niggas or what?
Yes.
And that's just
yes
a personal question I want to ask.
Yes, I can tell you yes. Well, I don't know what the fuck it is with these bitch ass punks. It's like nobody has their word. These men nowadays have no word. They are not men of their word.
They don't.
They don't know how to say, "I'll be there at 5 o'clock and show their ass up at 5 o'clock."
Yeah.
No phone call back, no decency, no respect. It's like, you're going to tell me we're going to go out on a date, and then you ain't going to call me until 5 minutes before the date and tell me, "Oh, I'm going to be running late or I can't go."
Right. That's common
don't call
courtesy,
me back.
And that's respect. That's common courtesy, and that's respect. Fellas, that's what the
right
fuck you're supposed to do. If you're telling your girl,
mm-hmm,
I'm on my way. Okay, but see, y'all got to understand, on the side of the tracks, and I always play the devil's advocate, on the side of the tracks that I'm seeing these niggas not even showing up. I'm seeing
right
these niggas not even coming. I'm seeing these niggas not even masturbating, and that's what the show is about. So, I mean, if a nigga can't masturbate, he ain't going to show up for no pussy. I mean, we got to keep it 600. Am I right, chosen one? Am I right, chosen one?
Hell yeah, I keep it 1,000.
You see what I'm saying?
1,000.
Nah. When a nigga not...
pictures on his side and a bottle of lotion ready to go.
You know what I'm saying? Now, when a nigga from the D tell you, "Look here, babe, I'm on my way," at least we do got enough common courtesy, because the women that we deal with in Detroit, don't mind waiting for you with a knife at the door like you were supposed to be.
Man, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Where you been?
You
and you're going to be like, hold on, baby, hold on, hold on, hold on. So check this out. We're going to take a break and shit. This goes out to all my women in the D. You know what I'm saying? That's been waiting for niggas, you know, like me and Chosen One, and we said we was on our way since 7:30, but it's 12 o'clock at night, and she said the other.
Now, wait a minute. I was born and raised in Cali. I was born and raised in Cali, but my daddy's from Michigan. And so, yeah,
right.
I used to spend my summers in Michigan. So, yeah, I got a knife, a baseball bat, and a pimp cane behind my door. Watch out.
See, that's old school shit. Niggas be talking about, I got a car thing. She named three big things. Look here, I got a bat, I got an ice pick, nigga, and this and this. Three things that's going to hit your ass real quick. And listen, y'all, we about to take a break and we'll be right back. This goes out for all my girls that's waiting for niggas to get there, that they got there on time and shit. This shit, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man, G-Spot. Chosen One, you know what I'm saying? And now, his sister. What's your name, sweetie?
Tina Winter. Yeah, I'm here.
Tia. All right. Y'all got to
understand.
Tia and Jack Daniels are sitting with me. Here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
Are you listening, baby? You're an angel now.
Tell him Chris.
On a little bad bitch, can't hear. If you came to get ratchet, say yeah. Yeah, baby. Touch your toes, we can get freaky, having that fun. So, got me hit you with that. Apple, so.
episode. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how that go down. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl spot up in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying?
Hello. I said hello, hello.
Yeah. We rolling on that episode and this and the other. So I don't know, what was Chosen's one number that he dropped?
I hope not. 715?
Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay, then what's going on, Chosen One?
I think it's getting a little crazy over at your place.
Yeah, everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything over here is getting discombobulated and everything like that. It's good to be home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was out in a hole and everything, but big shout out to my mom doing better and everything. Big shout out to Gina Mom and doing better and stuff like that. But listen, Chosen, we heard that you ran into some things, man, what was going on and everything like that. Let me get your sister back up in here and everything. What's going on, baby girl? You told me some things was going on, the reason why you couldn't make it out here and stuff like that. Kind of let everybody know what's going on with you, man, and everything. And shit, man, maybe we can get a fundraiser together.
That's the business, man. Yeah, man. I supposed to have made it out there for the show in Vegas, but unfortunately, I got locked up, which is no fun. I got locked up a couple of days after I released my album, my debut album, Truth Be Told, and it was kind of sudden.
No, man, not for child support.
I guess
I'm gonna keep it 600. They is looking for my ass for child support. I had to come in like a Chinaman and shit with adult. No, sorry, he don't stay here. That ain't me, and all of that. So you know,
no, man. My baby's doing 24/7, man.
Is a proud, responsible, loving single father.
Nigga, I'm from the D. You know, I'm going to fuck with you for 99 years about that shit, so you might as well get ready.
Tell
him,
G. You know, though. Everybody know, the world know, man. My baby's everywhere I go, man. I had a show one time in Detroit, and I couldn't find nobody to watch him. Look, I had a show in Detroit, couldn't find nobody to watch him, and I took the kids with me. Trying to take him in the club.
Yeah.
You remember
everybody was looking at me like I was crazy.
No. I mean, yo, check this out. I mean, I got two people on the phone right now, in case y'all not wondering. You know, I got two people on the phone right now. You know, I was growing up in the D back in the 80s and the other things like that, back when Awesome Dre, right. Detroit's Most Wanted, Esham, stuff like that there. You know what I'm saying? It's a new generation
right.
and everything. You know, ain't nothing changed. Just the game is a little bit different. We got to do what we got to do out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that's
sir.
Why I ain't ashamed of y'all. You know what I mean? Y'all got to do
yeah.
and handle your business.
Shout out to right. Esham. Esham from my neighborhood, too.
Right.
Yep.
What neighborhood are you from, Southern One?
I'm from the east side, 7 Mile. 7 Mile, right off of Gratiot.
Yeah, 7 Mile first. It's 7 Mile first, and this, that, and the other. A bunch of little short motherfuckers running around and shit trying to be
hard. <Lord. laughs>
You know, a bunch of little short motherfuckers running around trying to be hard. We lived in some 313 shit, 7 Mile, 8 Mile, you know what I'm saying? We had Pony Down, YBI, you know, Adidas Crew, shit like that,
right.
You know what I mean? Crack came through, ran through Detroit. I mean, we did, you know, he got some background, you know what I'm saying? So it's much respect,
10,
man, you know.
We top 10 right now, Murder Capital or something like that I saw on CNN. I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, boy, we've always made the top five.
No,
you know what
no,
I'm saying?
You know, this is in the world. This is in the world. We're the only, We're the only city in the United States besides New Orleans. New Orleans is number one, and then it's just other cities from other countries, and we're number 10.
Okay. Yeah. Well, man, tell everybody about your music, you and your sister, you know. About your music.
Man, it's far as I go, Chosen One, my music is really aggressive. I don't do no cookie-cutter shit. I speak my mind. Kind of like a young pot, you know what I'm saying? I say what I got to say, and I say what I mean. I got a track called No Skinny Jeans, And I'm just going in because that's just the way I feel, and everybody love it. It's almost at 2,000 views with zero dislikes right now, the video on YouTube. But my music is
okay. They don't think
real.
You're the hologram and shit. They're not thinking
nah.
you a hologram.
Nah, man. But
you know what's
Detroit.
Funny, Fat Man? What's funny is when I listen to Chosen's Lonely Music, I will call him and text him. And the last time I called him or texted him, I said, "Well, what did I tell you, baby boy? What did I tell you? After I heard that one song, what did I tell you? You better invest in what?"
Invest in what?
What you got to invest in? A vest.
Oh,
yeah. This
a vest.
What, this
she so did. I said that in one of my songs,
this
too.
This boy calls it like it is.
She so do. Speak
yeah,
my mind,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know. He got to invest in a vest.
All day.
So listen, tell us about what your sister does. What does she do?
She
I'm here right now, you know. But I just
call
back this my bro interview, you know.
She is. She right there hanging in. But Keena, you know, she go hard though. Her music is like mine. It's aggressive. She does poetry. She got a poetry book coming out. She be killing the poetry. You know, people they like DMX and his poetry. And I look at my sisters. Her poetry been up on the same level, if not better. I mean, she's killing the poetry game. But on the rap tip, she ain't no cookie cutter female rapper. She's straight hood with it. You know what I'm saying? She speak her mind just like her bro.
Okay.
All right, we on some Gemini shit.
Oh yeah, Gemini's of the day.
When you hear Keena go at it, it's like, ooh, did she just say that? No, she didn't just say that. Oh yeah.
Don't be fooled by the
yes,
pretty
I
face.
Do.
Don't be fooled by the pretty face. Oh yeah.
That's right.
They see sis, like we did a show in Nashville. And they seen her, and they thought she was going to get on stage and start singing. Like, they see this little light-skinned pretty chick, and they like, oh, what's she about to do? She about to sing a nice little song? Nah, she come out ripping, come out snapping.
That's right. And just so you know, Fat Man, Keena is absolutely beautiful. This girl don't have one stroke of makeup on her face. She is absolutely beautiful, and she's thick. She's thick.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
we gotta bring her out of Vegas and spotlight Keena.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, my thing is this: we don't want to stray too far away from the topic. So let me ask her: what does she think about masturbation?
I mean, of course, everybody masturbates. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Like
right.
I was talking earlier, me and my girl was listening to How to Get Good, and we was just cracking up because what y'all was saying was the truth. Like, some people do frown upon it, but, like, especially being a single woman, I mean, like, me personally, I just got out of a relationship. When I was in a relationship, I didn't need to do it. But now that I'm out of a relationship, hell yeah, I'm going to be masturbating because I'm not about to be just, you know, sleeping around, so.
Exactly. We don't do that.
It is what it is.
We don't do that.
Even when you were in the relationship, did you ever find the need to masturbate at all? I mean, even if it was with him or in front of him or whatever. I mean, it's something that's natural. I mean,
I'm still in my 20s, and you know, like, I don't want to put my business out there like that, but like, he didn't want to. I don't think I could masturbate in front of him. You know, that would hurt his ego because, you know, younger dudes in their 20s, they ain't feeling all that.
Here we go. So you had an insecure motherfucker.
Exactly.
That was like, what you doing?
He was a lame. Hey, Fat Man, he was a lame.
What you doing?
He was a lame. Buster.
Shut up, bro. Shut up.
Fuck that nigga, man.
It comes with age. I guess that there's the age bracket right there where you're in a relationship with somebody that you have a feelings for and you're sharing this common relationship and your sexual relationship. Confidence level isn't there to where you can say, you know, hey baby, say that toy, I'm gonna bust this shit right here right in front of you.
Exactly.
You know, and handle your shit while you're watching or whatever. That confidence level
sit back and watch a woman masturbate and this and the other and get off in front of you and things like that, then go kill yourself right now.
Exactly. Kill yourself. Kill yourself. That's a turn on. That's the main 1 minute.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's a turn on. Like, I don't know what dude wouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a chick masturbating 1 minute, that's like the biggest turn on. Like, who not gonna like that?
Elaine.
A lame ass nigga. A lame.
Well, my thing is this, y'all listening to Pillow Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? We sitting back here just chilling. We just kicking it. You know what I'm saying? But right now, this song goes out to all my bad bitches that ain't afraid to masturbate in front of their man, their damn thing, you know what I'm saying? We'll be right back.
Are now rocking with DJ Boy Noise, Germany's number one mixtape DJ.
The pussy rules the world version. You ready, DJ Noise?
Let's go.
Yeah, I got an all-star lineup for y'all, right?
The 32.
But I'm going to start off in Atlanta, Georgia.
You know I got you.
We're going to give you some new blood. Diamond, holla at him, baby.
Ride or die chick with a pocket full of relics.
Hey.
Jimmy Choo fetish keep me fresh like lettuce. Bitches get jealous because I'm quite cocky. 10, 14, ain't they a whole stop.
Woo.
Money, I get it on the track, so I spit it. Hey. That's why the credit cards don't come with no limits.
Oh.
Y'all just don't get it. A crib with no tenants. Walk through closets like I'm walking out of limit. Now that's swagger on the roll with bad bitches and they all look resilient. These niggas can't leave, and I swear they can't leave. Ass so bad and the pimp it like BG.
My
dick,
my
dick
good. My chick do stuff that the chick wish she could.
Oh.
My chick bang, my chick good. My chick do stuff that the chick wish she could.
We gon' take it from the hood of Atlanta, Georgia, down to the hood of Miami, Florida. What up, Trina? Holla at 'em, baby, let's go!
I'm the baddest chick and they don't call me that for nothing.
Nope.
Diamond princess, straight BBS stunting. Light gray eyes, hourglass frame. Still got the crown for best ass in the game.
Woo.
Hips of a goddess, watch how I throw them. So good it make them wanna tattoo my lips on them. I'm so bad and I rep that hood. Pussy stay wet, sex so good. 10 years strong, you should act like you know me. Hair so fine, make you do the hokey pokey.
Woo.
A good stroke in and a good stroke out.
Okay.
Now that's what I'm all about. I'm the baddest.
DJ Noise. Yeah. Oh.
My chick do stuff that the chick wish she could.
Woo.
My chick bad. My chick good. My chick do stuff that the chick wish she could.
Okay. We're going to take it from Miami. We're going to travel north till we get to Philly, right? And we're going to stop in Philly. We're going to holler at my girl EVE. Let's go.
Yeah, I took a couple years off, came back, still busting. Still repping Philly, still the eve of destruction.
Yeah.
Still pushing buttons that are do away the roof. Still walking around with $5,000 boots. So when I'm in the club, your chicks get jealous. Cause I'm that bitch and still keep a mean fetish.
Oh.
Still stack lettuce, still stack cheese. And I got a bad temper, tell your niggas say please. Cause this is for the G's, never for the busters. So put your diamond rings on and get yourself a hustler. Better yet, a customer, guaranteed to buy it. Stick from the lips, caramel, wanna try it.
Yeah.
Jock, we back on money. I do it.
This is another DJ Amen World.
What's going on, everybody? Got Fat Man up in here. technical difficulties going on and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's 6:40 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how hot it is today, but it's pretty warm, pretty warm, pretty warm, pretty warm and everything. Let me get my girl back up in here, G-Spot. What's going on, G-Spot?
It's hotter than a motherfucker. That's what it is.
Say what?
I said it's hotter than a motherfucker outside. That's what it is. It's fucking like 110 degrees. I don't even know, but it's fucking hot.
It's 110. Okay. 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 So I see somebody has posted up a question, and you know what I'm saying. We're gonna get my man back up in here. You know, what area code was he at? 615.
Yeah. Okay. Jack, you need to chill on the jack, dude.
That's all right, though. That's all right. You know what I'm saying? As many time zones as I've flown through and this and the other, girl, I'm right on point and everything. You know, you know what I'm saying? Chosen, when you in the building, he know how it is. Hell, it's going to be like
though,
this when he come down.
Yeah.
We going to be in the studio and this and the
up.
Other thing.
He's
going to be
up.
Like, fat man. That nigga gonna wave a cheeseburger across my face and be like, "Fat man, nigga, get up, man."
Hey, fat man.
And everything.
Hey, I got you. Said we gonna walk around with the video camera too, and go around and get all the people around.
Man, that's a done deal.
Hey,
that's a done deal. That's,
we gonna get it
that's
in.
That's how we get down out here. That's how we get down. But listen, a question was posted. You know what I'm saying? And this says, how much masturbation is normal, and when does it turn into an addiction?
Damn.
Yeah, damn. Nigga. Yeah, I hear you. Made you grab up the blunt and grab the lighter again.
Hell yeah, I got a lighter in my hand right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion, Togelman?
What's that?
I said, what's your opinion? When is masturbation turned into an addiction? How much is too much? Or how much do you, in your opinion, is too much?
It's too much when you can't go to work. I seen something on MTV one time, MTV True Life, masturbation, I have a problem. You can look that up on YouTube, and there was people on there who couldn't function without masturbating or sex, but this one specific dude, he couldn't even work a job. He couldn't even get a job because he masturbated 24/7 to pornos all day long, just controlled his life.
Wow.
He didn't want no pussy. He didn't even want no pussy. He didn't want to masturbate all day. That's all he wanted to do.
Okay.
So when it gets to that point where
you
can't work, or leave the house. It's bad.
Okay, so he said when you know it gets addictive when you can't work, you can't leave the house. You know what I'm saying? This, that, the other. You getting breathing phone calls late at night and shit. And you ain't where you know where the fuck that shit coming from and everything. I don't. You crazy, buddy? You crazy? But my thing is this: I don't know. Something that's done in the privacy of your own home, it depends on if you didn't take it to the next level and you're putting it on the internet and this and the other, because anything that's in the privacy of your own home, I don't know who's going to know how many times you're doing it.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, yeah,
but I mean, like
someone said, I think it becomes an addiction and it becomes a problem when you're masturbating multiple times throughout the day to where it's affecting your ability to leave the house, affecting your ability to socialize with other people, affecting your ability to work, to function. So, yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, then you really definitely have a problem, but... You know, me personally.
That's called being sore and can't walk.
Yeah, really?
Because don't get me wrong, come on now. Come on, anything you rub enough and this and the other, something's going to swell up.
Right.
That's
I agree.
Being sore. I mean, I don't know. That's what I guess that's a myth like the Bigfoot.
No, but, you know, like Chosen was saying, there's been reality shows where people really are addicted to this shit.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well then tell me this as women. How many times can women masturbate and this, that, and the other before it gets swollen and they get tired and they call it quits? Because y'all could get a dynamo switch and just go forever and ever and ever and ever.
Women can really definitely, yeah, we can. I'll just one instance, one of my ex-husbands and I had a sex marathon, and it basically started from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 9 o'clock at night, and I must have orgasmed probably about 20 sometimes at least.
Okay,
so, yeah.
That's a sexapade. We talk about masturbation.
Masturbation.
How many times? how many times have you flipped that switch in a day and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, okay, then damn, one more time won't hurt and shit. I got about 20 minutes for the kids to get home and shit, you know what I'm saying? Anything like that.
I think my limit is about 5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Before I'm good.
Okay. So for the ladies, is it better in private or is it better to be watched?
For me personally, oh yeah, it's wonderful in private.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get the tears flowing. The legs shaking.
Oh, really?
I got the tears flowing.
Bravo. Bravo. Bravo.
Wait,
you understand? Bravo. At least y'all do better than us men, because we get charlie horses and shit, and you know what I'm saying? We lose train of thought. That's how grandma walking in on us and shit. We lose train of thought. Don't lock the door. Shit like that. Anything like that. Okay, then bravo. That's wonderful. If anybody else would like to call in and let us know, you know, what your masturbation experience is like. Hit us up at 347-884-8812.
Somebody who wanted to come and talk a little bit about it was my girl Lauren, and I don't have her number, so I don't know where she's 702, but I'm not sure her number. So
okay, well,
see,
she needs to.
Let me see if I can get her.
You know, we got a 702-8251, a 702-2604. Those are the only two 702s right now.
And
one of them is you. So holler at her and this, that, and the other, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all marinate on that. You know, just a little FYI, y'all asking, y'all going with Fat Man. You asking a lot of questions and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I prefer in the dark by myself, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That way I can think. You know what I mean? I can concentrate and shit. You know what I mean? You know, I don't do no classical music and all of that shit like that. There, it'd be one of the spur of the moments where you be. You know, I don't know. Chosen One may understand about this. You ever go to jack off the nigga and look around like ain't nobody looking at you and you at your own house, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You like, shit, I'm the fuck at home. The fuck I'm worried about somebody looking at me in my house and shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, y'all, we'll be back.
What's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
I'm digging it down,
digging it down.
Throw on my face, let her
sit where I smile.
In the bedroom, it ain't no room.
Ain't no room.
Running that pussy like I got on shoes.
What?
Make her shoot it first like Kobe. When I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody.
Hey.
Have her ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Clean
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
Hold on.
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
What the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
stroking you out. Beating it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
keeping it wet like I'm selling the shine.
Selling the shine.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it big. You better take all the spine.
Yeah,
what's wrong? My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
But why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in gin and rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She told a friend he crazy, he got a key about me. Stat a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And if that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad? I got her under my spell, cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga, cause I rap. Put that dick in so far, she burst like your bag.
Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. But why you won't leave him? Cause bitch, dick too
bum.
Dick too bum.
Dick too bum.
Dick too bum.
Dick too bum.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
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 Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
I'm going
all out,
he got that good dick, ball out. The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck me so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club trying to take that.
Bitch.
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch have that. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make
Girl,
it.
Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. But why you won't leave him? Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Cause bitch, dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum.
Dick too big.
Dick too bum. Cause bitch, dick too bum.
That man up in here. G-Spot, you in the building?
Yeah, buddy.
Wait a minute, Chris. You don't want to mess with drugs. I tried them once.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're getting ready. We appreciate y'all logging in with us and rolling with us tonight and this and the other. We got my man, Chosen One, and everything. What is this area code?
615. Damn, Jess, you fucked up.
Yeah, it's all good, though. What is it?
615.
There we go. What's going on, player?
What
see,
up,
he
though,
already
man?
Know.
I need some,
see, that's why he said that. Because he like Fat Man on that 3-1-3 shit. That nigga got some MD-2020 heater built
right,
all over the console and shit. Dude, it's all good. It's all good, man. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, man. Y'all and Gina, man, y'all give y'all shout outs with where people can find y'all at and hit y'all at on Facebook. Do your damn
Chosen
thing.
Chosen One, go ahead, tell everybody where they can find your music, how they can get in touch with you if they want to book you for a show. Let everybody
okay.
know when you're available.
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook as Detroit's Finest. On Twitter, I'm Chosen One. Well, I'm sorry, it's at Chosen One Chosen. That's at C-H-O-S-E-N, the number one, C-H-O-S-E-N, at Chosen One Chosen. You can get some of my music on Reverb Nation under Detroit's Finest. Datpiff.com. Look up Chosen One, Truth Be Told, presented by Worldwide Underground. It's my debut album, 18 banging tracks, all for free. So make sure y'all go cop that, download that. And
did y'all hear
is.
That? For free. So you don't got to pay a dime to download this mixtape of Chosen One. You can get it for
it
free.
It's free.
Well, make sure you post it on our walls, man, so, you know, people
no
can
doubt.
Get it. You know
no
what I'm
doubt,
saying,
no
and
doubt,
everything
no
like
doubt.
That. And your sister, I know she's on the line. What are you doing, sweetie? What you got coming out?
I'm coming out with my poetry book, Undefined. We also coming out with a collab mixtape, Double Impact, FOECMB
yep.
over everything.
Yep. Yeah,
and,
buddy.
You know, we're just out here
okay.
working, hustling.
Okay. Okay. Well, yo, Chosen One, I know, man, I you know, me and Gila talking, this, that, and the other, man. You know what I'm saying? And I know you out there handling your business. You're going through some things and this, that, and the other. Don't even worry about it.
Right.
Keep your head up, man, because, you know, you a Detroit nigga. You know what
I'm
saying? And this, that, and the other.
You
know, and I got your back and everything like that. You kiss some little ones and keep it pushing, man. But we got you out here. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you know we got much love for you, boy.
So as soon as you get out here, yeah, we gonna get in the studio and this, that, and the other, and shit.
Hell
nigga,
yeah.
I'll fuck around and record you from, you know, from where you at, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It really keeps you 600.
Right.
It'll be like that nigga did his verse over the phone, nigga. Shit, you know what I mean? So. That's the real shit.
That's
the real shit, man. Anybody got a Genie? You got any last shout outs?
Just want to shout out to all our supporters, Darnell, LB Rocks, Powerhouse Radio, Teardrop, Tone, Worldwide Underground, Eva, and Super Dave, and, of course, all the artists that participate in Worldwide Underground. I just want to, you know, send my love out to all of you.
I didn't even do that. I'm so sorry. I didn't even shout nobody out. Shout out to Teardrop and New Guy Tone, Worldwide Underground. I'm actually the first artist to drop the first mixtape, solo mixtape, under Worldwide Underground. The first two was compilations with different artists on there. I'm the first artist, you know, they presented as a solo artist to drop. And shout out to Drop a New Guy. Shout out to Revelation. That's my homeboy. That's Tupac Shakur's cousin. He's doing his thing. He's on the album Military Minded. Check him out.
Okay. Well, yo, check this out. Shout out to area code 815. 720 area code 602, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got the 314, and then I got an area code that they show up 1111111111. Usually, those are my people from overseas. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people out there in Germany. You know what I'm saying? London, Malaysia, and everything that's out there listening right now. You know, my Palestinians, my Jerusalem people. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out there. You know, Johannesburg.
Oh, yeah.
Sydney, Australia, you know what I mean? So it's all one love.
Definitely. And a big shout-out to LBPPW as well, because they really turned everything out for this charity event. So I want to just give everybody a big shout-out and send my love out to all my girls. I really appreciate everything they do.
All right, y'all. Well, this is for Fat Man Juice by Gina. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Chosen One out there. You know what I mean? And his sister, you know, we doing it real big, y'all. We're going to catch y'all next week. You know what I'm saying? And like we say, y'all, this is masturbation month. So when you get off the phone, go check yourself out. Figure yourself up for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hold on to yourself. You know what I mean? And everything like that. You don't know how much you might like it. All right? All right, then, y'all. Till next week. Peace.
Love you guys.
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take you late. Wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat. Girl, swimming all in your sea, and you putting all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run.